would clarify that for her, Mr. Kitty called, that there had to be bylaws for the district to be formed. More discussion about being prompt to the monthly meetings as business is concluded within the first 5 to 10 minutes of the meeting. The meetings are held on the third Wednesday every month, with the exception of January, at 7:30 p.m. in the district office. Dustin White made a motion to pay Ned McCrae for the full meeting's attendance, $100 short of being late, seconded by Alan Hazlum. And Ned McCrae abstained. Tracy Kelly, an opposed motion, approved. All others in attendance, motion carried. Alan Hazlum suggested reviewing the bylaws, policies, and procedures manual and operating procedures over the next few months and make necessary changes. Ned McCrae made a motion that going forward, all financial transactions be handled in the public meeting with the board vote. Seconded by Tracy Kitty, motion carried, approved by all present.
I'd like to make a motion to
accept
the minutes.
Okay.
I'm tripping over my phone.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Guys have a schedule.
Okay. You've got your notice of meetings and all that in here when your meeting schedules and that are. Payables for the month of June. 526, Realadine West, Pure Fuel, $5,582.36. Xander Kunis for payroll, $998.35. Darrell Larson payroll, $1,632.33. Carmen Massa payroll, $1,179.23. Roosevelt City for water and sewer, $37.75. Safety Clean for hazard waste, $421.28. PPHB for insurance, $2,448.70. Destin White, trustees, $200. Connie Sweat, $200. Chipper Finn, $200. Angel McCray, $300. Alan Hazlum, $200. Rachel Richards for payroll, $184.70. Payweight payroll, $5,383.62. Cameron Blazard, payroll, $986.76. Xander Kunis, payroll, $1,056.37. Leona Gilman, payroll for $878.85. Gerald Larson, payroll, $1,632.33. Carmen Lassa, payroll, $1,199.22. Erica Lassa, payroll, $992.35. The ones that were looked at tonight, Jim Wilson Distributing Supplies, $861.10. Strata Networks for landline, fax, and cell service, $280.08. Enbridge for natural gas, $87.06. IFA for supplies, that's boots and other gloves and stuff like that, $646.19. K&K for garbage services, $95.27. And EcoCar Wash for $89.50, TJ's Tire for Trailer Tires, $217.90, Zion's Bank Visa Supply to $887.29. We ordered off of Amazon and we got sprayers and stuff like that. We found them cheaper there than we could buy them anywhere else. That's why that's
at Zion's.
Okay. Pardon?
At Zion's.
Yeah, that's why they're on the Zion's.
Okay.
Best Fire and Safety Recharge Fire Extinguisher, $72. Total all payables then there's $450 for accounting service. I didn't have it down there, so you'll have to add $450.
And make it 29.
So motion on the payables with the corrections.
A motion, we accept the payables as presented with those couple of corrections.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Financial statement, please.
Financial statement. Public Traders Investment Fund, the PTIF. Balance forward is $930,819.93. We got a deposit from Duchesne County Treasurer, our Portsmouth, $1,567.93. We earned interest at 3.8580%, $3,054.47, leaving ending balance of $935,442.33. Mount America Credit Union and Savings, the balance forward was $3,730.15, deposit interest 16 cents. There's ending balance is $3,730.31. The Mountain America Credit Union for checking, balance forward of $73,231. Tax for the IRS was withheld $1,834.10. Stop payment fee for $20 for a check that we made out for chemicals, and it never did come through, so we made another one. And analysis fee is 74 cents. There were 21 checks cleared to pay the bills, $31,146.10. The ending balance was $40,199.37. And all money, total all money from mosquito bait is $979,372.01.
Any questions on the financial statement? Motion on the financial statement for June.
I'll make a motion to accept the financial statement.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Prepare your bank statements. They're attached to the back. Mountain America, Public Credit Investment Fund.
So, while before I forget, Mr. Cloward. What is...
We need to get your phone number.
Yep, a phone number.
Everything.
What phone number?
So it's 435-823-5226.
And mailing address?
663 Arriva Road in Roseville.
And an email.
Let's do rabbit.cloward@scoutep.com.
So we can get that statement back here.
Pardon?
Scoutep?
Yes.
.com?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sorry. There is a training that you need to do. You probably did. You're Roosevelt City?
Yeah.
So you probably already did it when you got on the city council for open and public meetings.
Oh, yeah.
We just need to get a copy of that certificate.
My email is wrong. It should be grandpajessen@gmail.com.
All over attached.
Jessen.
Mm-hmm.
At Gmail?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
Pardon? Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going... We've been out doing quite a lot of fogging. The wind isn't very cooperative. sometimes wind blows and we can't help it, but usually by sundown, usually calm down enough. But we fog in a 10-mile-an-hour wind, but you can't do anything like it is today or tonight, so just something don't happen. Anyway, I'm short my hand here in the office now. She moved to Kansas. So I'm looking for a hand here. So I thought I had one the other day, and then she changed her mind and wanted to make pizza instead.
So they just work a few days a week, what was her schedule?
In the summertime, I have them go out and set traps. At night time, they go out twice a week.
Rachel would do that. Okay.
When she was answering her phone in the daytime, she'd go out and get the traps, take them out at night, and go out and get them in the morning, and then she'd come back and count mosquitoes. And then we would go from there. She would usually work till 2:30, like everybody else. Sometimes she was 40 hours a week, sometimes she was less, but it was pretty close in the summertime. That's what she would do. And it can vary, so we went, had some complaints from up Taviona, up to Hannah, and we took a trap up there Monday night. Didn't find nothing in the traps, but the guy that put it up there about that ate alive. Fine. So they went back up last night and did it, so. But we did go check it out, but he just said there was, I think, put one down in the face, and then we put one up there. And ended up by the ranger stations where the one was. But he said, put it out, he said, I would just get a swarm. He said, the truck was swarm.
So funny.
The trap that morning, it was still running. But it may have been a little windy.
Wind pretty much keeps skaters grounded, don't it?
You are.
The wind.
Example of bylaws.
Like I say, a 10-mile-an-hour wind, they'll still fly at a 10-mile-an-hour wind, but when it's blowing like this, no. It won't. So.
You have to double your moves on your wheel lines to catch your water. That's pretty bad.
So, anyway, that's what I have to report.
Any other business we need to address?
So that's okay. I got that from Melissa,
okay.
Which is a standard
the bylaws.
Form. It's not necessarily our bylaws, but that's a standard
right.
form. If everybody wants to, because I'd really like at least Alan to be here when we do it, because he has lots of the business knowledge. So maybe.
And it's got to be addressed in there how many appointed by each town and all that. Because that
yeah.
was in the original setup of the.
And I haven't asked Melissa again. I did, but then I haven't because they've been doing some office shuffling. And so she's been a little bit tied up. But I will get with her again before next meeting and see if she has found anything from the Lieutenant Governor's office. Because I'm with Tracy to be formed, we had to have something.
Well, she found that how it was all formed, right. Melissa did.
Okay.
But the problem is,
it's changed a lot.
No, in our temporary move out, move back, she's probably got in her files.
Mm-hmm.
So we might have to have a little patience for Melissa to find. But she did find off the internet the formation of and in how many. So like Duchesne City's appointees, Roosevelt,
yeah.
Mitens, and the counties and all that, how that all works. So in the formation of it and that. And you don't want to complicate it. We want to keep it.
Yeah, we want to keep it just as simple as
yeah.
it is.
Simple as you can.
Simple as it is.
And yeah, so we'll probably talk about that next time again.
Recommendation.
Sorry.
Home, kind of read this, go through it.
And I had it,
what she had, and I was going to bring it, give it to Connie, but.
It's in one of your boxes now, too?
It's in my drawers, in my. So they made me move.
Right, I saw that.
Yesterday. And so I stuck it off the top of the desk down in the drawer. And then somehow they lost the key to my drawer in the process of getting it moved. So anyway, Connie.
They just shut me around the building? Or?
No, we've been in the event center for since last November.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So when they moved the seniors to the Irene Hansen building,
mm-hmm.
where the seniors was, because we was lacking office space
and all that,
and their conference rooms and all that, and mainly our IT, because
mm-hmm.
you know you have
that gets bigger and bigger IT.
Yeah. So our servers and that was we'd run out of capacity. Well,
yeah.
Connie and them's half the time they're down, so
they've been remodeling, and
we've been remodeling.
I didn't know you'd moved to the all this time though.
And they just barely, we're not totally done, but the fair's coming on.
You gotta get out of there.
It's fine.
So we'll discuss the bylaw stuff again next time.
Yeah, sounds good.
Pardon?
So we'll talk about the bylaw stuff next time. And.
But if you guys have this, go through it. But in a way, it's not, we'll have to have. That's covered to it, Connie, but...
Right. This just is kind of like a gist of
blueprint.
How things go, yeah.
Well, to set up a special service district, I do know. And it was sent to the Lieutenant Governor's office and everything to make it legal, make it, because it's a tax. So the mosquito abatement is a tax entity. And they've got to have records.
Yeah, they gotta have all that.
It's gotta be somewhere because I don't think it could be illegal since the 60s. When was it created? 69?
1975.
Was it 75?
No, you wouldn't go buy that.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that again next time.
Sure.
If that's cool with everybody.
Yep.
Sounds good.
And then, so on in there is your, there's a list back a couple pages of all of us and our phone numbers and emails, and there's a schedule. It's always the third Wednesday here at 7:30. And so, and then he probably needs you to fill out a W-4, 1099.
There's no other business. Thank you for coming tonight. We're all here.
Sure.
Motion.
I'm motion for adjourn.
I'll second it.
Why?
Who made the motion? You.
Chipper and Glenn second. This is the longest meeting you'll ever attend.
It's a horror.
It's enough daylight. I might make it back to Rock Creek tonight.
I'm not going to be in a hurry.
Enough daylight, John. I might Chipper. Rock Creek. Yellow point.
It stays light.
Don't let go of it, though.
Wind don't blow up there. You're down in that canyon. You can hear it go right over top of you. It must hit up for the dam. And down in Yellow Pine, you just go to the trees that's right at the top.
You hear it, Tim.
My only experience, man.
I'm down still.
Thank you.
It's just about going still way.
You're welcome.
It's surprised. It's surprised.
That is funny.
I didn't think it'd ever do it, but it's only looking from short enough. It's about like that. It splashed into that spillway. But the spillway is deep, you know.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I figured you'd.